Welcome to Let's Pop the Cork, a podcast that pops the cork on the current pop culture news, entertainment, music, and much more.
So pop the cork, pour yourself a glass of bubbly, or your drink of choice, and enjoy.
And this is episode 6. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome, welcome.
How's your week?
Oh, it was good. It was very chill.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Didn't do much.
Not like the weekend before?
No. I needed a break, so stayed home most of the weekend. How was yours?
Good. Obviously, we watched Game of Thrones.
Of course.
And yeah, I have quite a bit to say about it.
Okay. Well, let's get into it. I'm here for all of it because I have my opinions too.
Yeah. No, definitely tell me if you agree, disagree, and we could talk about it.
Let's go for it.
So I'll start with a little bit of background on this one. Still irritated, mainly at the last couple seasons. They've been shortened. So last season, it was 7 episodes instead of 10. This season is 6 instead of 10. And then it was done after a 2-year break, right? Mm-hmm. So it feels like everything has been rushed because of that. HBO actually wanted to keep Game of Thrones going and offered resources, money, time to give Game of Thrones the ending it deserved. They wanted a season 8 to have at least a few more episodes, but the showrunners, so their names are David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, also known as D&D, they declined it.
Yes, I did hear that.
Yeah, and even the author of the books, George R.R. Martin, said that he thought the seasons were too short. He thought they should even have like 13 episodes, so they could have made even 13 seasons, 14 seasons of 10 episodes, and the show could have kept going, right? Mm-hmm. So then why didn't this happen? So it turns out that they had been offered a Star Wars movie.
Yes.
And it's been well known that they were offered a Star Wars movie, but it was confirmed that it's going to be the next one.
Okay, so it's coming up.
It's coming
soon.
Up pretty fast. So they needed to get off of this show and, you know, start writing Star Wars. So I think because of that, because they wanted to move on to a different project, I think Game of Thrones really suffered. And it shows in the last few episodes for sure.
Well, definitely in the last one, for sure.
Yes. For so you sure. agree that it was super rushed, right?
Yes. And okay. if you remember, I think in episode 4 or 3, when I felt it was kind of too slow and
right,
that
right.
more could
one
have been
and two. Yeah.
Yeah. More could have been added into those episodes. I said that was one of my fears.
Yeah.
That, you know, and I didn't totally want it right. to feel yeah. like, and I felt like this last episode was, it was okay. It was good, but it does feel rushed.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think even if they would have, you know, changed up the first couple episodes, yeah, it would have given them a little bit more space to do more stuff, but I still think it wouldn't have been enough, honestly. Yeah. And so I'll just talk about some of the things that, you know, are things that I saw that didn't make sense, or other people saw that didn't make sense with this episode. So first and foremost, Euron, Jack Sparrow, he was able to use the scorpion, you know, to shoot the last dragon very effectively. He didn't just shoot him once, but he shot him 3 times. So that was Rhaegal, the other dragon that got killed in the last episode. But in this episode, the last dragon remaining, Drogon, I think is his name, he didn't even come close to getting hit.
No.
And there was scorpion things all over.
Yes. And, you know, that was kind of, it, like you say, in when you're watching like a in Mexico movie, and you know how usually all their fucking special effects are
all the narco action movies.
Everything it's like que papitas, you know, like you fucking see stuff and it's like, oh, like so easily they get shot, or they you know,
or they have these epic shootout battles and nobody gets shot.
Shit like that. That's exactly how I felt about this episode. Yes. I was like, oh, que papitas.
Thank
que.
You.
The fucking dragon like flew all over, like literally
in front of them.
Yeah, it tore the fucking city to pieces, like burned everything down.
Yeah.
And it's like nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
So to me, that was kind of like, I mean, for a minute, I was excited. I was like, yes, you know, burn action. All this shit down. And, you know, but I was like, okay, it needs to stop. Like,
right.
I don't just want to see the dragon like flying around, burning everything down.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't really fulfill me the way I thought it would. Like, No.
Agreed. Yeah. And speaking of that, you know how you're saying like how it looks unrealistic and stuff. I'm happy Arya survived. Okay. Like I really like her character. But the amount of things that she survived were kind of ridiculous. And maybe it's used to showcase that she's surviving all this to serve a greater purpose. But like, you know, like we're talking about the exaggerated ass like movies where that shit happens. And you're like, come on. You should have died right
for
there.
For real. And then the horse appearing, like, the horse was, like, just there, like, not even scared. It was just there all happy, like, waving its tail, like, I'm waiting for you, ride me.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Like, it maybe has some symbolism, you know, maybe Bran sent it. I don't know, but...
And where was Bran?
He's sleeping.
By the way, I don't know if you read, but that he's one of the... most hated characters to be on the throne.
Yeah.
So he's the most.
He has dropped in favor to be on the throne.
On the throne.
Yeah. And there's a theory I want to talk to you about that later. Okay. Like something I would like to see.
We'll come back to
it. Yeah, we'll come back to Bran. Okay, so another thing. Jaime's missing hand miraculously grows back in a scene when he's with Cersei and he's hugging her.
Yes, I saw that.
So it's another just like, it's a little thing, but it's annoying because it's...
And it shouldn't be. These are details that are like, you know, key. You should have caught all that. And again, if things are rushed, you're going to miss a lot of the details.
Yep. And let's get into the characters because we've grown attached to these characters over these years. Like, I can't even imagine if I had read the books first, I would have been really mad. But, you know, you grow attached to the characters and their character arcs and the way their stories are going and, you know, how they're developed as characters, right? So there's a few characters whose character arc, I understand, like, maybe it was leading this way, but the way it was done, it just doesn't make sense. So, for example, we knew Daenerys was going to go mad. Okay, we knew that bitch was going to go crazy. Yeah. Everybody knew it. Like, there were signs and stuff.
She even said it. She said, I will burn down cities and all that stuff.
It was foretold and everything, but it wasn't drawn out correctly. It was just so jolting how fast she went from helping out, you know, defeat the White Walkers just two episodes ago to burning, like, kids and innocent civilians, you know?
Like, this was supposed to be the epic battle. Like, it was supposed to be harder for them to beat.
Yeah,
you know, it
exactly.
And with one dragon, you did all this, like, something you couldn't do with three dragons and a bigger army.
And it's just like, and then a funny side note, I saw this headline. They're like, oh, how do people feel that name their kids Khaleesi?
Now they want to change it.
I don't know. Maybe they're like, she is a bad bitch.
She gonna go mad.
she gonna go crazy.
I'm just laughing at this. Like, thinking back on the episode, talking about Jaime and Cersei. Did you like the way that ended?
Nope.
I was so mad.
And yes, we had talked about in the last episode that she die in a good way. She's such a good villain. She's such a good actress. I feel like the characters just didn't get what they deserve. Like,
no,
you know,
like, and you die fucking with shit falling on you.
Yeah.
No.
I know. And
I was mad that they didn't make her suffer even more. She died with the person she loved.
Yeah, in his arms.
What the fuck was that?
I know. And that's the thing. Jaime's character also, I really liked him, his character, because he had a redemption character arc where it's like he was a really shitty person at the beginning of the show. Like, he pushed Bran out of the, you know, where he caught him and Cersei. And he's just a shitty person. But as the seasons went on, he just became a better and better person. And, you know, he lost his hand and he was helping others. He knighted Brienne. He, like, hooked up with her. Like, it seemed like he had, like, come full character arc was done. And then they just regressed his character and they just sent them right back to Cersei. And I was hoping he would kill her. And I was like, okay, maybe they are meant to die together, which would still be interesting. But I thought he was going to kill her and somebody was going to kill him or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or she was going to have to kill him. And I don't know. You know, we said they're going to have, like, a Romeo and Juliet death.
Yeah,
that would have been better than having a building fall.
Yes, like you didn't even see them suffer, like any, like nothing. That was so upsetting to me. I was like, no,
yeah,
like this is it. I mean, unless she survived that shit.
No, there's no way. There's no way she survived that shit. But hey, our girl Lena Headey, I don't know how to say her name, the one that plays Cersei. Mm-hmm. She's such a good actress. They barely used her this season. Like the bitch literally just stood at the window.
Well, she got paid $1 million to stand at the
That's exactly. I was going to say, hey, girl, go get your money. Okay.
Get your money. No.
She's probably like, I don't care how you kill me.
I don't care what I do. I'm getting paid this much money.
She was sipping on her wine. Shit,
pay me $1 million. I'll do that. No, but yeah. What did you think about the Hound and the Mountain?
Yes.
And that was actually pretty good.
That was my favorite part of the episode. So they call it Clegane Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's their last name, Clegane. For whoever doesn't know, it's a confrontation that was coming up between Sander the Hound, Clegane, and his brother, who was brought back from the death as a zombie, Gregor the Mountain Clegane. So when they were kids, Gregor put Sander's face in fire and gave him disfiguring scars, as well as a crippling phobia of fear that he's so scared of fire. Like, it pretty much renders him useless when he sees it, right? And so Gregor grows up to be this terrible person who commits a bunch of war crimes as a knight, and he's the reason why Sander doesn't trust or have respect for the knighthood. And they hate each other so much that they just want to kill each other. Mm-hmm. That's their whole goal in life, is to kill one another.
It's been their purpose.
Their purpose, yeah. Yes. And so the fight is pretty epic. The death is cool too, because even though Sander is terrified of fire, he chooses to push his brother and himself into a fire.
Well, because there was no other way to kill this fucking mountain.
Yeah.
Like he stabbed him in the neck.
Yeah.
He stabbed him
in the chest. No,
like in the chest or in the ribs somewhere. And then he stabbed him through the eye, like through his head.
Yeah.
And that shit was still going. But you know what I loved? From before they started getting into it, I loved how he ignored Cersei's command when he's like.
And that shows that his hate was stronger than a command. Even though he was made pretty much brought back from the death as somebody to just obey Cersei's commands.
Mm-hmm.
And he hates his brother so much that he disobeyed her. And Hound hates him so much that his hate was so intense and his desire to kill him was stronger than his fear of fire. So that was a pretty epic fight.
So that part, I totally enjoyed that fight and everything that went on. The way that he threw the...
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the way he killed... What was his name? Qyburn?
I forget his name because I hated him.
The way he killed him was hilarious. Like,
yes.
Oh my God.
I lived for that. I was like, and the way she sneaked out too, like
all the memes. Did you see the memes?
No, like, I didn't.
There's one in The Office when, I don't know if you ever watched The Office. Mm-hmm. So Dwight and Andy, they're kind of like, kind of stepping up to each other because they kind of like don't like each other. And then Jim Halpert walks right in between them, like looking at the camera, like, you know, like what the hell? He just walked away. And then there's just a bunch of memes about it. Like, that was Cersei walking by them like, nope.
That's hilarious. That part was kind of funny.
The memes are the best part, honestly.
Yeah, no, the memes. I love the memes. What other part was pretty... I mean, Jon Snow was just...
He was an extra.
Yeah.
He was pretty much an extra in this whole show. Like, he didn't do anything. He tried to stop his men from killing, but nothing happened. Like, he literally had like one or two lines.
And you know, another thing that I didn't like too much is all the Daenerys's army. Like, they were killing innocents and doing all that, but they were also like trying to rape them.
Yes. And so I was gonna talk about that, because one of the things, it's like, it didn't make sense. That didn't make sense, because they're supposed to be like supposedly good people, and you know, they're there to obey their queen, but that's not part of it, you know?
It's Game of Thrones, we get that part.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, from doing all this to this last episode, like, you doing that, like, it kind of makes you kind of feel like...
Yeah.
Like, you invested so much time into this, all the other seasons, and into this show, for them to just do it so sloppy, like... What was the purpose of that?
Yeah.
You know, like, I get it if there's a purpose, but I just feel like they just did it just to for shock value.
Right, right. And I think this season has been all about shock value. So one other thing I wanted to mention, and I'll get back to that because there is a theory about that's kind of related to that. But one other thing is that this season, the characters have been pretty much teleporting everywhere all of a sudden. Like, they're just there super fast. So before, I don't know if you remember the older seasons, when they were going somewhere, it would be like an epic journey. It would take forever. And I know we would get frustrated sometimes, like, oh my God, when are they going to get there?
Yeah.
But that was part of what made the show interesting, what allowed the characters to develop, and you get to see
the suspense.
The suspense, the twist, you know, stuff like that. You know, so now it's all of a sudden it's like they're just there. And so it is jolting. It's like, what the hell? Like, okay, now their next episode, what's going to happen? Jon Snow's probably going to go back to the north, or they're going to go with Yara, because Yara has to come back into play. So maybe Jon Snow is going to battle Dany. Like, what's going to happen? But whatever, it's just happening so fast.
But again, it's like the last episode, and are they going to rush into it again?
Well, I'm sure, because it's only one episode left.
It's like,
they have to rush through it. You know?
It upsets me because, you know, it reminds me of, I don't know, I think you were a fan of True Blood.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, you know, and you know how, like, that show was really good as well.
Uh-huh,
at until
first. Yeah.
It started getting kind of wacky, and then the last season to this day, I have not seen the final episode of the final season.
I don't even remember if I did either, because it was just getting so stupid.
Well, to me, I didn't watch it because I heard how bad it was.
Yeah. And I don't remember if I watched that. Now I have to go back and see, because I'm curious.
I refuse to this day to watch it because I invested so much into that show and I loved it. And the characters were really good. And then all of a sudden it got like too, I mean, it is kind of fake because it is about that.
Right.
But it just didn't fit
exactly
with the story. It didn't fit well.
Obviously, it's fantasy. Mm-hmm. I don't expect realistic writing with Game of Thrones or True Blood. It's fantasy.
But just something that makes sense with the storyline.
Exactly. Something that's not lazily written, rushed. You know, it makes sense from what you've seen the characters develop. It makes sense for their character. Yeah. But then if all of a sudden they go do something else that doesn't make sense, you're going to notice.
Yeah, and I believe this is the most hated episode of the show on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, on Rotten Tomatoes.
I thought it was either going to be this one or the last one.
Yeah, because I think they only have either two or three. And I don't know if this is the third one or the fourth one, but they managed not to have that many episodes that were hated. You know, like they still only have like I said, three or four, but still like, for it to be the final season and for
there is going back to, you know, how we were talking about Daenerys's army, you know, turning into rapists and pillagers and stuff like that. So there was this Reddit post that somebody posted. His tag name is Sam1405, and he said a theory that was interesting. So I'll quote him. He said, that was the scouring of the Shire that G.R.R.M. intended to end with. So that's the author, George R.R. Martin, G.R.R.M. It says, some of it didn't make complete sense because the way we got there was very different to how the books will get there. But that was G.R.R.M.'s ending for sure. Although he will likely change it now. That's assuming he ever finishes the books. The Northmen, who are assumed as good guys, are rapists. The Unsullied, who were assumed to be liberators, killed unarmed people. Daenerys, who we assume would be freed of the curse of the Targaryen genes, is a mad queen. Clegane Bowl results in Sandor dying by a fall into fire, his worst fear. GRRM wasn't subverting our expectations like D&D tried to in the rest of the season 8, but he did want to twist a knife in our guts with a cruel reminder that in the world of ice and fire, there are no good guys and bad guys. Episode 5 may be inconsistent with the rest of season 8, but that's because the show writers didn't follow all the steps in getting there. But as a book reader, I'm convinced that generally speaking, that was how George wanted the story to end. GRR himself stated the show's ending will be pretty damn similar to his own based on everything he told D&D. So maybe that was his intent, to show that there are no good or bad people. Like Game of Thrones from the beginning, if you remember season 1, Ned Stark was like the main character, right? And then he gets beheaded and you're like, what the fuck, you know? So he changed it up from the beginning. There's no like good guys, bad guys. Like, you can't be rooting for one person because they might die next episode.
And from what I hear, the books kind of do end that way. And yeah, and that's not what, I mean, that's not the problem to me.
Exactly.
But just make it fit into a storyline that we can understand and that makes sense to us.
Yeah.
Not just throw, you know, I feel like, okay, they feel maybe people already read the books and will interpret it that way because they've read the books. But no, there's a lot of people that have not read the books.
Yeah. And the books haven't ended yet. So yeah, this is just, you know, how they could have done it a lot better. Even if this is how it's meant to end, that's fine. But if they would have done it in a different way where it made, like you said, made sense, then it would have been fine. But you can't do that in two short ass seasons.
No.
Yeah. No. But whatever. So, you know how you mentioned earlier that Bran Stark, people are like, don't want him at all to sit be, on the throne. Yeah. So one of the cool things that I read, one of the theories that would be cool is if he turned out to be the villain of the story.
Okay.
Because the Night King was coming for him, and the Night King protects the children of the of forest. Mm-hmm. So why would he be coming for Bran? Bran told him why, his side of the story, but the Night King didn't get to tell his side. So what might happen is that Bran turns out to be the bad guy.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's like, we'll see. I think one episode is too fast to do it, but they might. You never know.
It is. I want to get excited, but at the same time, I'm not, because I'm like, okay, they're going to say all this in one damn episode. I feel like that's a whole season.
I know. They could have made it a whole season.
You know?
Even like some episodes could have been like a whole season. Yeah. If they throw in like a journey, epic journey, you know, like they used to before. But I mean, the only thing that I am excited about is that there's going to be a prequel called Blood Moon, and it takes place 5,000 years before the current events of Game of Thrones. And it's going to be about the children of the forest who were there before men arrived in Westeros. So they create, like I said, they created a Night King to protect them, because when men arrived, they were killing the children of the forest and cutting down their trees. And so that'll be interesting. Maybe it'll shed more light on the Night King, I think, for sure. And there's no official air date, but they've already started filming a couple weeks ago, and it may air as early as this summer. And it's the first of potential four spin-offs.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that.
I'm excited. I did hear that, and I'm excited about it too, as long as they do it well.
Yeah. Well, D&D won't be on this because they'll be off writing Star Wars. Yeah.
Well, good luck, Star Wars. Hopefully they don't rush into that or fuck it up.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on Game of Thrones? Or
was Brienne...
No, not really, right? She wasn't at all in this episode.
There was like a lot missing.
I thought she was going to follow him and help him or something.
It would have been cool if she followed him and killed him.
What did you think of Euron? Supposedly, he wasn't the one that killed him, obviously, but he died thinking he killed him.
He killed Jaime?
Yeah.
I didn't like Euron.
Yeah, me neither.
Whatever.
And it was just too much of a coincidence that they happened to run into each other.
He had too much
random ass.
I feel like this character that hasn't been in really any of the other episodes, other seasons, got too much airtime in this season.
Right. Like, yeah, it's just that they didn't give him enough time to develop as a character. No. Also, it would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah, so I wasn't attached to him. I was like, no, he needs to go. Same. Like, whatever. Well, that's that for Game of Thrones. We'll wait and see what happens on the final episode.
Yeah. Well, the last piece of Game of Thrones actually ties into sports people.
Oh, yes? How?
Aaron Rodgers, he said he was going to be on Game of Thrones and nobody believed him. They thought he was playing because he has kind of a deadpan sense of humor. Turns out he actually came out in Game of Thrones.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, as an extra. I don't know who he was on there. Like, people were trying to figure out who he was, but apparently he was one of like the citizens of King's Landing.
The dusty citizens? Yeah. That you couldn't even tell who they were?
You couldn't tell them apart. Yeah, he was a dusty citizen.
Or one of the burnt ones, like, that you couldn't recognize.
Yeah.
Might as well not say that you were going to be on it, to be honest.
It's like nobody knows.
What if, like, you're lying?
Right.
Have they confirmed it?
Well, he posted a picture of himself wearing the outfit. And they did confirm it. They
I was like, I could post a picture right now and be like, I was on Game of Thrones too.
You should. How are they going to know?
Right? I was one of the burnt citizens. I was in the house hiding.
You're like, I was crispy. That's why you couldn't recognize me.
I got a suntan.
No, you were burned by the fire.
Oh, my goodness. So moving on to another sports person. Did you hear about Dennis Rodman?
I had no idea about this until I saw you put this on here, and I had to look it up because I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, tell them what happened.
Okay, so Dennis Rodman went into a yoga studio in Newport, Manhattan Beach, California, and he was with three other people. So apparently he walks into this studio, starts distracting the employees, talking to them, while the other people start stuffing clothes into
their purse
into under their shirts and you know that apparently Dennis was with these people,
yeah,
and they start talking about they had this like 400 pound crystal thing,
like a geode, right?
Yeah. And they wanted to
a quartz geode.
They wanted to purchase it, so yeah. They start putting it on this dolly that they had. They break it. They drop. They break
so
it.
So funny! Oh my god! I saw that. I couldn't believe it. He like dropped it and it went all over.
Yeah, and then you know after this happens, they all just leave, you know. And then obviously they look back at the cameras and notice that they were stealing stuff. And the employees are saying that they smelled like alcohol.
Oh.
So who knows if Dennis Rodman was, you know, under the influence and didn't realize what he was doing.
That's still so weird. I mean, this was in the middle of the day in a yoga studio and they just walked in and stole stuff. Like, it makes no sense.
And it wasn't even, I mean, it was like $500 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Dennis has more, or I mean, I don't know if he has more money than this, but he should.
And they also caused damage to the floor. So now they're going to try to go after him for, I think they said like $5,000 worth of floor damage because they dropped that big ass stone on the floor.
Well, I just don't understand because wasn't Dennis Rodman in China recently with
Korea?
In Korea.
North Korea.
Yeah, North Korea. He was in North Korea.
He's one of our peacemakers, man. Like,
That's what I was thinking. I was like, how did you end up
from, you know, foreign affairs?
Yeah, like trying to have North Korea not nuke us. And then like, you're over here now stealing shit.
I know.
That was weird to me. But
that is really weird. That's how when I read it, I was like, what? But there's video.
You thought I was playing?
I was like, maybe they like trying to, I don't know, somebody doesn't like him trying to start shit, but no, it's on video.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was a rumor. Yeah. And I mean, obviously he's saying that he wasn't with these people, but clearly
you
walk in with them, you leave with them. I mean, clearly you can tell even from the video that he was with them.
Right.
So that's going to be hard to prove that he wasn't.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see if he gets charged, if he just has to pay money.
Exactly.
More to come.
So moving on to our next thing. So Mother's Day weekend just passed and, you know, everybody's celebrating with their moms and all that stuff. And Maluma was celebrating with his mom. He posted a picture on his social media.
I saw it.
Of him kissing his mom on the lips. So it caused a lot of controversy.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
You know, it's really weird to me.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm kind of confused because there's this other Instagrammer. I don't really follow him or anything, but I happened to see a YouTube video the other day about him. It's this kid from Spain. He's like 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he does all these like, you know, when they lip sync videos and stuff like that. And he has little sisters and he always kisses them on the mouth. And so people are like, that's really weird. And his mom, too. And they're like, that's so weird. And he's like, oh, it's a cultural thing. Like, you don't understand. And I'm like, wait, like,
that's what a lot of people were saying, that it's a cultural thing, that Latinos do it. Obviously, you're Latina.
But I don't know anybody that does that.
No. Well, for me, like, I remember when I was like little, when I was like maybe 3 or 4, my mom would like give me a peck on the lips. Like, you know,
when you're a little tiny kid.
Yeah. And it was like a little peck, like, oh, bye, mijo, like, you know. Or,
he's a grown ass man. Yeah, he's an adult.
Yeah. And it wasn't like something that we usually did. It would just like happen once in a while, yeah. you know, but obviously growing up, you start feeling weird about that shit. And like, you don't do it, you know? I mean, as a grown man, I don't do that with my man. I mean, with my mom.
Maybe with your man.
Maybe with my man.
You better with your man.
Which one? So, yeah, you don't do that uh-huh. with your mom no. or dad or...
And is it a cultural thing?
Or even, no, or siblings, you know?
He's...
No. I don't know what culture you're talking about, but no.
I know.
These people that are saying it's a cultural thing.
No, I don't get it no. because, no, it's not. Like,
it's like a personal thing. Yeah. Like, you know, case yeah. by case, I think.
I think so, but it is.
Because I do remember growing up with this lady that was Venezolana. Mm-hmm. And she would do some weird stuff. What? that was weird. Like her son, I remember.
Lord.
I'm like, people are gonna, they don't know who it is. So I remember being like 13, mm-hmm. 14 maybe. And her son would still shower together.
And how old was he?
He was like my age. Well, maybe he was like one weird. Or 2 years younger. Maybe he was like 12.
Yeah.
But that's weird.
That is weird.
And he would still shower with his dad. Like things like that. And I was like, I remember like we would go like to their house or they would come to ours. And when we would go over, you know, like they would get out of the shower, their towels and stuff. And I'd be like,
as a family.
A family affair.
Like they're trying to save water or something.
I mean, if that was the purpose,
that's weird.
I get it.
That, no.
No, I'm kidding. But that's weird. I mean, at least yeah. if it was for that purpose.
Yeah. You but Maluma's Colombian.
Exactly.
So
though.
I don't understand.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like yeah. each person may have yeah. things that they do that are weird to us, but not weird to them. True, but it's true, not true. A cultural thing.
No, it's definitely not a cultural
so
thing.
So it's not like all Colombianos do no. this or all... Venezuelans do this or all Mexicans do that. No, you know, I think this is just something that they do.
True.
That they okay. maybe grew up doing. They don't see anything wrong with it, but no, it is not a cultural thing.
Yeah. But I think we can agree it's weird.
It is weird. I think the majority will agree.
Like, yeah.
That is weird.
We're not being judgy. It's
no,
weird.
No, it is weird.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Moving on to
more weird things.
To more sad news. No, it wasn't sad. It was just weird.
So back to our girl
Brittany. So as we had said before, she had a court date on May 10th and to, you know, dissolve the conservatorship and a 730 valuation, which was ordered, mm-hmm. which is where a doctor does a...
Well, they require an expert evaluation mm-hmm. of the person.
Brittany. Yeah.
So yeah, they're going to have an expert, a court ordered. So it's not a biased expert, you know, somebody totally independent, evaluate her and kind of see what state of mind she's in.
Yep. And according to the insider, they said that she's exploring petitioning the court to end the conservatorship still. And they think this is kind of a first step in this process mm-hmm. of that happening. And it's just, again, this conservatorship that she's under, like the more I read about it, the more like weird it is. Like this kind of conservatorship that she's under is usually reserved for very, very elderly people or someone with a severe disability that they really can't make any decisions on their own. Mm-hmm. And so no doubt, you know, this conservatorship has saved Brittany. You know, she had a very public meltdown due to the pressure that she's under as a pop star and all the stuff she was going through. But what makes it shady is that her dad and management have continued to make millions off of her.
Mm-hmm. She's still working pretty much like
yeah,
day in and day out. Yes. So that's the part that's weird. And there's also an insider that actually said this is allegedly that she actually confirmed that she was admitted to the hospital
against her will. Again,
or to the mental institution against her will.
Yeah.
That she is being forced to take medication.
Yeah.
So she's actually saying that this, she's validating this according to this insider.
Right.
You know, which at first, you know how everybody was saying that the Free Britney thing was a sham and it was like all made up. Apparently it's looking like it's not, you know. Another thing that's kind of unfortunate that's come out of all of this is allegedly Kevin Federline is not letting her see her kids. while she fights this court battle about her
conservative. Do you think it's because he wants what he always wants, more money?
Well, that and, you know...
And maybe he genuinely is worried about the kids,
though. I mean, it could be that, but it could also be, you know, if the parents, again, you know, like we say in Mexico, con dinero baila el perro. Like, if the parents have offered him a certain amount of money, an amount of money that, you know, for sure guaranteed, and, you know, that could be taken away if she gains control of her finances, yeah, then he's going to want to keep her there.
Yeah.
You know, whichever way possible. So if it is that, that's sad, you know. And apparently all this has also been causing strain on her love life with her boyfriend.
You think they're going to break up?
I don't know.
Oh, it's just something that's like rumor that
it's just a rumor saying that, you know, it's like a lot of, I mean, just think about it. If you were going through this, you know,
it's a lot of.
For your loved one for your partner to be dealing with all this too. I'm sure like they call him too and probably say her team says stuff to him too, or they probably threaten him with like, oh, we're going to, you know, file a restraining order against you if you don't listen to us, if you lead her down the road, like if you help her or, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, she's surrounded by powerful people that are making money off of her. So they're not going to let her go easily.
Exactly. So hopefully, you know, there is an end in sight for all this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what I'm hoping. So.
Same. Anyway. Yeah. Wishing her well. And moving on. There was... I don't think you've heard this rumor before. I think we were talking about it a little bit before. There's a rumor, again, the Kardashians have made it into this week. So there was a rumor that John Mayer hit on Kourtney Kardashian at her birthday. And he said something really corny, supposedly, like it was sweet serendipity meeting you. And they're like, that's such a John Mayer thing for him to say, right?
I love John Mayer. I feel he's...
Oh, no, I love him.
I think he's so cute and weird.
Yeah, I love John Mayer, but he denies it, and he also says that it's a little suspicious about how this rumor started. He was talking to Andy Cohen on his radio show, and he said, I gotta be honest with you, little suspicious about the origin of the story. I'm not sure the calls are not coming from inside the house on this one, he said. I will say if the call is coming from inside the house, it's diabolical and genius. So I think we can agree he's talking about Chris, you know. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Chris is never stops working.
Yeah,
like we've said before.
Like we've said, the devil works hard, Chris works harder. But yeah, that was just a quick rumor that was out there, and I thought it was funny that he addressed it in this way, like,
really?
Well, he said nope, but I mean, he's dated so many high profile girls that I wouldn't even be surprised if he hit on her and she rejected him and now he's making this up.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't see them together.
Oh, yeah. Me neither.
I mean, I don't see John. No. Not with Kourtney. No, I don't think they make a match.
Don't date her, John.
No, don't. She's going to destroy. She's going to destroy your life. The Kardashian curse. Kidding.
Chris going to come for you.
So Beyonce, she just keeps winning and winning. Like, yes. So apparently she did an event for Uber in 2015 and they paid her in stocks. So they gave her $6 million in stocks.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
You think so?
In stock. Oh, yeah, that's true. Like,
she got paid $8 million for Coachella.
And it could have gone any direction, right?
It could have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, it was a good business move for her because apparently now that Uber went public, these stocks are worth $300 million.
Dude.
So that's a good move for her. You know, it's like, I mean, that's amazing. She's just good of a businesswoman. Yeah. Like making money here, this is like money she didn't even have to. No. I mean, she had to perform once.
She had to earn it. But I mean, it multiplied.
Yeah. You know, so that's amazing for her. Like, you know, making $300 million just like that.
Yeah. That's,
you know,
insane.
Overnight. It's kind of, it's crazy.
Are you going to invest in Uber?
What, $5?
You could have had $15 this week.
I should have. That would have been a free ride. Girl, maybe I'll invest in Lyft. Uber has a lot of controversy. Exactly. Before, yeah. Oh, well, now I have to wait till it goes public. Or maybe they'll want me to perform and give me some stocks.
We're free and open to sponsorships.
We can only dream.
We'll take free rides.
Oh yes, I will. I hate driving.
You don't have to pay me money. I just need free rides.
I hate driving. I'll take those.
Anyway, moving on, a couple more things I want to talk during our music segment. And one of them is Ariana Grande is actually being sued. And the weirdest thing is she's being sued for posting a picture of herself on Instagram. So why is she being sued? Because the person that took the picture, a paparazzi, is suing her. And they're actually in the right because they took the picture.
So they have the copyright.
They have the copyright. But this is so weird. And apparently it happens to a lot of celebrities. They get in trouble for posting pictures that they find online because somebody else took it. But it's so weird because it's a picture of themselves. I don't know. Well, it's a weird world we live in.
Well, it is kind of weird. But if you think about it, remember our school pictures?
They were trying to make money off of us.
Same. True. Just like these paparazzi. Like they would give you that.
I was like, I need 100 wallets.
They would give you that sample wallet with the watermark size. If you didn't buy it. Or even on the website, you know.
I know.
And you would get in trouble if you do reproduce or post anything. So it's pretty much the same thing.
I guess.
But on top, I mean, it makes sense in that sense. But it is, I do feel it's kind of fucked up because, you know, like all these people are making money off of their image. Mm-hmm. Maybe they should copyright their image.
Exactly. Like it's like, then don't take not a picture copyright, of me.
Trademark.
Trademark their image.
Trademark their image. You know, it's like, you can't. And if you do, you get sued for taking pictures of me. Some shit like that.
Never ending.
There has to be a loophole to do something like that. You know, because J-Lo has gotten sued. Yeah. Khloe Kardashian has gotten sued. So it's a lot of them that this has happened to.
Yeah.
And it's not like a little bit of money that they're asking for. They're either asking for whatever money was made off of that picture or $25,000 per image or per instance. Yeah. So it's like a lot of money. So,
yeah. So do you think they're in the right or do you think it's just,
I mean, if you go by the law, obviously they're in the right, but mm-hmm. I think there should be an exception.
Okay.
For these celebrities, you know, because like I said earlier, if they didn't allow these people to take pictures of them, mm-hmm. these photographers would not be making money, these paparazzis.
Right.
So there has to be some type of agreement where the celebrities can post and that the paparazzi are allowed to take pictures.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think that the only pictures that should be restricted or copyrighted are the ones that you go to a studio to take mm-hmm. or, you know, for a photo shoot, for a magazine, things like that. But the ones from paparazzi, no.
Yeah. I mean, I could take a picture of her and then I could sue her if she posts.
Yeah.
it just makes no sense.
It doesn't, you know? So it's like me taking a picture of you and then posting it and then you're going to sue me.
No, I need $5.
I'd be like,
you're $5 that you were talking about earlier.
$5 to invest in my Uber.
Yeah, like there goes my investing.
But
money.
It's true, you know, like that gives people idea. Maybe no, it's true. You can just go around taking pictures of people.
Yeah.
And make money that would make a living. You know, take videos and pictures and make a living.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Even like if you ask somebody to take your picture with your phone. It's mm-hmm. still their picture because they took it.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though it's your phone and that's your property?
Yep.
Ooh.
It's weird. It's so weird. All these laws are so weird. I don't understand them. I haven't really done enough research to care, but There was this picture where this guy was in the wild and the monkey took a selfie of itself. I don't know if you remember that picture. It was a monkey and it took a selfie of itself. And then him and somebody else was suing each other over the picture because it was his camera or something stupid. Two people were suing over the picture. And then the judge ruled that it was the monkey's picture.
Oh, monkey's rights.
Yeah, you better pay him his money.
No, for real. Like, monkeys are smart. Like, they know, apparently they know how to take pictures too. But, you know, it's like, he probably knew what he was doing.
They're pretty smart. Or he was just curious and accidentally took a selfie.
No. No. Monkeys are smart. Like, he's probably
the monkey
like,
was like, I'll make money off of this fool.
That's funny though.
Anyway, I feel bad for Ariana. I hope she doesn't have to pay up too much.
She probably will have
to pay. She has the money, but still it's fucked up. It's the principle of the whole thing.
And you know, it's not the first time that it's going to happen. More people are going to keep coming.
Yeah.
And suing them. Yeah. And doing all this. But you know what I would do? I would blacklist those people like from attending any of my events.
Yeah.
Like you sue me.
Or as soon as you see them, just cover your face because then that way they can't get paid for any of your pictures.
Somebody should come up with some sunglasses that are anti-flash.
Oh, yeah. They have the...
There's clothes.
Yeah, clothes. Yeah.
That you can wear that are...
But honestly, like, let's be real. The celebrities want to be seen. They want to be put out there too.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's sometimes where they're so made up and everything and it just looks like they want the paparazzi to take
their picture. I mean, you know.
It puts them out there.
It's good press.
I mean, so maybe not good it press, is a give and take, like you said earlier, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Moving on.
Lil Nas X is coming out with a video for Old Town Road and it's releasing this Friday.
Finally. Like, finally. I feel like this song has been...
Like, it should have had a video already.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's funny is they put up a picture of the video, like a teaser, and it's him, like, looking down a well, maybe, and he's wearing a cowboy hat. And people have already started making memes of it. They're really funny, too. So there's one where it says, me looking at the last Pringle in the can. Have you seen the picture? He's just like looking down a well, okay? And they're just like,
okay.
Yeah, or they're like me at the foot of my mom's bed telling her I missed the bus. It's just funny memes.
You need to send me these memes.
I know, I'll send them to you and then you could post them on our Instagram.
That's funny. Do you know who Cupcake is?
Yes.
Okay, So she's releasing a remix to Old Town.
To Squidward?
Yes, to Old Town Road.
No,
to Old Town Road.
Okay.
But it's going to be called Old Town Ho.
When?
I think it's out already, actually.
Oh, okay.
It came out a couple of days ago.
I'm going to watch it after this.
I haven't seen it, but okay. I saw the article where, you know, it was saying that she released a remix called Old Town Ho. So I need to listen to it, too. But I thought that was funny. Came to my head right now when you were saying that. I was like, oh, okay. I know a lot of those, by the way.
Oh, you already knew them.
I knew a lot of those Old Town Hoes. One's actually coming into town tonight.
Are you giving a shout out?
Shout out to one of my Old Town Hoes driving from SoCal.
Oh, man.
Ooh, he's going to be mad when he hears it.
Yeah.
Anywho.
I didn't say anything. It was all sister.
You laughed though, because you know it's true.
Oh my god, terrible.
So, let's move on. Felicity Huffman, you know the scandal with the
admission.
Yeah, the admission fraud. Scandal uh-huh. with the fraud and all of that. So Felicity Huffman finally pleaded guilty, and she's gonna get 4 months in jail, and she was ordered to pay $20,000 fine. Do you think that's how do you feel about that punishment?
I just don't feel like it's, honestly, I don't know what to think about it. Like, what would be fair? They took up a spot from somebody else that could have gone into that school. And I don't know how much money has gone into this investigation too. Like, taxpayers' dollars, you know? I feel like she should have to pay more, make an example out of her. She's rich, so 20,000, she must be rich, right?
Oh, yeah.
So $20,000 to her is maybe like money. $20 to us, you know? And do you really think she's going to serve time in prison, or do you think it's she's going to get out of it? Because if it's prison, then okay, it's fair.
I mean, she's probably going to do 2 months, to be honest, because then it's going to get cut in half because, you know, good
behavior,
whatever they call it. So yeah, she's going to end up maybe doing a month or two.
I think if she serves real jail time and not in one of these like cushy ass rich people jails,
Still going to be rich.
Because you think so? Because it's like a white collar crime or whatever.
And they're not going to put her with anybody that's...
Yeah, I just don't think it's fair. I think somebody like, I don't know. I mean, somebody else wouldn't have been able to do it because they don't have the money to pay somebody off to get their kid into college. But I just think it's just fucked up what they did, and they need to pay for what they did.
Yeah, and she's not the only one. There's a lot of others that are involved that are probably going to go to, you know, trial or whatever. And if this is the sentence all of them are going to get, this is really not, to me, I don't think it's fits the crime.
What would be fair to you? Just more?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say more jail time. I mean, I think, okay, if she does 4 months, whatever. But I do think that the fine could have been more.
Yeah, definitely. It should have been.
You know? So,
I feel bad, like, because you don't think about the other people that didn't get into the school, that earned to get into the school, and they all lost these spots because these kids had money.
Mm-hmm.
It just sucks.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then Lori Loughlin is still going through it. She's fighting it. She's pleading not guilty. So, she might get a little more time just because she's not as...
Auntie Becky.
Mm-hmm. Auntie Becky. Becky with the good hair.
She out there.
So we'll see how that goes. But to me, I don't know. It's kind of, that didn't make too much sense. So
yeah, no, I agree. And moving on to some other TV news. I'm not sure if you keep up at all with like any reality shows on MTV, like Teen Mom.
I hear from it. I don't watch the show, but I do see the headlines. I kind of... know what's going on.
Yeah, and some of them make the headlines a lot. And the person that makes the headlines the most, her name is Janelle Evans. And so she came on, of course, because she was 16 and pregnant. And she did that show. And then she's been part of several seasons of the show Teen Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about her raising her family. But along the way, she's gone through so much shit. And she's been part of so many scandals. So the latest one is really crazy. She... lives with her husband out in some farm. His name is David Eason. And she has two kids from previous relationships. And she has one baby with him, right? So he got fired from the show last year because he tweeted out homophobic comments.
Okay.
And so he's a shitty person already. He was also accused of physically abusing one of her kids from the previous relationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the dad of that little boy has been trying to gain custody because the little boy says he's been hit by this guy. And he's crazy. Like, if you see him, like, he has, like, he talks about all his guns and he, you know, he just seems crazy. Like, the way he talks on the show, like, he's scary, honestly. And so the latest thing that happened was that he claimed that her little French bulldog, his name was Nugget, he claimed that the dog bit their 2-year-old, their little daughter they have together. And so this asshole brutally beat the dog inside the house. And then he took it outside and shot the dog.
I did hear that.
Yeah. And so Janelle, you know, anybody else I feel like would have been like scared of this guy and left them. Like, he killed your dog. Like, that's nothing... that's no small thing, you know?
No, it's not to be taken lightly.
No, not at all. No. It's like it's your family too. It's your pets are your family. And so she said she was contemplating divorcing him. But I think she was just saying this because she was trying to save face for MTV. She didn't want to get fired because a bunch of sponsors pulled from, you know, placing ads for Teen Mom because this is fucked up. So she actually did end up getting fired from Teen Mom. And the latest news is that CPS has taken her little boy, the one that was they accused the husband of hitting. And now she and the husband have left their farm that they live on. They've run away from the farm because they're worried that CPS will also take their daughter.
Yeah, I think they've taken, because they have three kids.
Yeah, they have.
So they've taken the two boys, I think.
Yeah, so the oldest boy that she has, I think her mom just has custody of him anyway.
Okay.
And then the second one, she has shared custody with her ex, but he's been trying to get full custody of him. Because it's just a shitty situation.
Well, yeah, I don't understand why she doesn't see it like that. Yeah. You know,
it's she, like, keeps standing by him.
Yeah. And unfortunately, if he is mistreating your kids, you know, first of all, that's already a no-no. And then now this happens with your pet. And, you know, just for him to so savagely, like, just kill him like that, like the dog.
That's horrible.
That is.
And you know what's next? I mean, it starts with, honestly, that's what it starts with.
And who knows if he, maybe he also mistreats her.
Oh, yeah. You know? Who knows? Possibly. You don't know it's a high possibility. Like if he mistreats her child.
If he has a temper that he cannot control, then, you know, that's an issue and everybody's going to be a victim.
Yeah. And then violence against animals is always a huge red flag. Mm-hmm. It can always escalate to more serious things. So I'm actually worried for her. Like, she's not a daughter. Great Yeah, and her kids. Her poor kids.
Well, that sucks. Hopefully this, you know, her getting fired from that show and them going through all this finally makes her wake up and makes her just leave him.
Yeah, I know. We'll see.
You know, and if she is scared, I mean, she has to understand that there's places that can help, people that can help, you know, she doesn't have to stay there. So,
yeah, I mean, it must not be easy. From everything I've heard, it's like somebody that's in an abusive relationship, it's really hard for them to leave. Mm-hmm. It's easy for us to be like, just leave, like, yeah, you know, but it's not that easy.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully, you know, she finds, she sees the light.
Yep.
So moving into something a little more lighter. Were you a fan of Arthur, the show on PBS?
Yes.
Like, I know you've seen all the memes. And yeah, that of kind course. That kind of, I feel like the memes gave that show a second wind.
Yeah,
you know,
agree.
Because obviously it's on PBS.
It's an older show too.
Well, it's an older show. Second of all, it's on PBS. Mm-hmm. Who watches PBS unless you don't have cable like we did? Like growing up, we didn't have cable, so we would watch PBS. Mm. But recently... Mr. Ratburn, their teacher, came out as gay.
Yay! Good for him.
Like, where's the little clapping?
Hold on, let me send some claps. Oh my god,
sister! There you go. So yeah, he came out as gay. I guess during the episode, the kids kept trying to play matchmaker. Trying to set him up.
So the show, wait, I just want to ask. So the show's still going?
Yes.
Oh. I was like, where did he come out? Did he tweet this?
No, there was a recent episode. Okay. The kids were trying to play matchmaker for him. And then eventually he gets married and invites the kids to the wedding. And they realize he's marrying a man.
Oh.
You know, and everybody's kind of shocked. And I haven't seen the episode. I might just watch it just to...
Yeah, to see. Support Mr. Ratburn.
Mr. Ratburn. It's a new world. So I thought that was kind of cool. It is. I mean, what do you think?
No, I think it's super cool.
Even though it's a kid's show, you know, I mean, it is part of, I feel like, of society. And it,
definitely.
Like, yeah. It fits the times.
No, yeah, congratulations, Mr. Ratburn.
Congratulations.
And he got married.
I'm just mad that he didn't invite me to the bachelor party. I would
That's
have,
all you care about.
I would have had that lit.
Oh, we know you would
have. Hey. So another exciting thing that's happening is I heard that there might be a Matrix 4 in the works.
Okay.
So I thought that was kind of cool because...
Same actors or...?
Yeah, actually what happened is Keanu Reeves was doing promo for John Wick. And one of the writers, which is actually... was Keanu Reeves' stunt double. Mm-hmm. He kind of let it out. I don't know if by mistake or, you know, willingly. But he kind of said like, oh yeah, you know, they're kind of in... It's in the works. And the Wachowski sisters are... working on it in some type of capacity. So they're involved somehow. And obviously the Wachowski sisters are the ones that did the first movies. So if they're involved, that's a good thing because it's going to continue.
Yeah, that means it's going to keep.
With the same, yeah, the same style, the same writing, the same production, kind of. And they actually asked Keanu Reeves if he would be part of it. And he was like, of course, like, you know, this is, this would be like something that I would be okay with and totally jump on board. So if that's the case, that's going to be good because I really enjoyed the Matrix movies.
Yeah, I like them too. Honestly, like I have to rewatch them because I think the only one I rewatched was part one.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember I watched part three and I was just lost. I was so lost.
Well, yeah, you really have to pay attention. And, you know, and it's been a while. It's been, I don't know how many years it's been since the last one came out.
Yeah. Three I didn't like too much, but I liked the other ones. And so hopefully, you know, this one is new and it'll put new life into the franchise. So that's cool.
Yeah, a new sequel would be awesome. And
yeah,
the fact that Keanu Reeves is on board.
Yeah, that definitely makes it.
If it does happen, then that's actually a good thing.
Cool. So this week, since we have some time, I thought I'd pull up some blind items and we'll see if you can guess them.
Okay.
So I have three blind items for you today.
Okay.
Two of them haven't been solved, but there's like a lot of popular answers or, you know, that I think are true. And then the third one's been solved, supposedly. So let's start with the first one.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. The permanent A-list singer just found out her boyfriend gets paid to be her boyfriend.
Is that Britney Spears?
That's the rumor.
Wow.
So
I would believe that actually.
So maybe that's why they're kind of rumored to be kind of on the outs. Maybe she did just find out that, you know, her dad and her management has the money to do that. And mm-hmm. why wouldn't they want to keep a close eye on her?
Well, and on top of that, why would they allow him to be so close to her without any mm-hmm. issues?
Exactly.
So that was kind of in my head, but obviously I didn't want to think yeah. that way.
Yeah. You know?
I mean.
So, okay.
Yay, I guessed yeah. it. I guessed it.
You guessed it. Okay, let's go to the second one. This permanent A-plus list singer had her ex embezzle a ton of money from her. Our singer goes on tour to make up for it and also has sponsored her live so she can be as frugal as possible. She promotes a car service who drives her everywhere for free, a meal service who sends her every meal for free, a chef service who prepares it, a housekeeping service who cleans her place. The list is endless. A plus list singer.
Singer.
And she's been bamboozled by her boo.
That is kind of, well, I'm trying to think, like, who gets a car service? Who? I mean, the only people that recently they've split up is Lady Gaga.
It
give me another clue.
I don't know
clue.
If it's recent, and there's not one overall popular answer. But do you want to guess anybody that's an A-plus singer that you think?
Mariah Carey.
That's one of the guesses.
I'm like, yeah. Mariah Carey?
That's one of the guesses. Another one is Janet Jackson. Another one's Mary J. Blige. Just guesses because mm-hmm. this one hasn't been solved. And there's not one overall like.
Well, Mary J., her Kendu did her wrong. I know that for a fact.
But do you know how or is it just you just know what happened?
No, just because of their divorce. Mariah, I'm trying to think who did her wrong because I don't think it was
Nick Cannon.
I don't think it was Nick Cannon because he has his own money, I feel like. She's still with the dancer. So I don't know if it would be Mariah.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe Mary or
yeah, I think some people are saying, yeah, like not Mariah Carey because they don't think Nick Cannon would do that.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are saying, yeah, maybe Mary J. Blige is just a pretty good guess, actually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think Mary would be a good one, too, because Kendu was shady and he's coming after her for money and all these kinds of things. So
he would definitely do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so this last one's been solved. And it says, this illiterate A-list reality star can say what she wants publicly about what she told her A-list husband. But the truth is, he owes a ton of money to a permanent A-lister, and at this rate, will never pay the money back. So who do you think is the A-list reality star?
A-list reality star.
There's not many A-list reality stars.
Like, A-list reality star. Give me another clue.
So alliterate is when both names start with the same letter.
Oh.
And she's married to an A-list singer.
A-list singer, and she's a reality star.
Girl, you should know this. She makes it into our podcast every week.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. That took me forever.
And who do you think he owes money to?
He probably owes money to Jay-Z. Like, seriously.
Yes. So that's the blind item, and that's the answer. It's Kim Kardashian. Kanye West owns a lot of money to Jay-Z, is what they're saying, and he'll never be able to pay him back because that's how much money he's borrowed from him.
And she's not going to help. She's not going to use her coins to help him.
Yeah.
Because you know she has money.
Oh, yeah. But she's trying to get to that billion, too. You know? Mm-hmm.
She's trying to catch up to her sister, Kylie.
Yeah, Kylie. Good luck with that.
Shade.
But those were my blind items. I'll have more for you maybe next week or the week after. We'll see how it goes.
Those were actually good.
Yeah, okay. You did pretty good.
Thank you.
And then we can get into our WTF stories.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and start off.
Yeah.
Okay, so recently there was this suspect that was being charged with distributing drugs and stuff like that. The weird part about this is that the suspect was or is a 900-pound person.
Oh.
Yes. So
he was doing what?
He was distributing drugs. So he was probably
just chilling at home.
Having people sell for him. So obviously he's 900 pounds. He's not doing it himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's not distributing like anything himself.
Right, okay.
He's just, you know, probably making people do it for him. This happened in the U.S., in Virginia, to be exact. And when they were trying to take him to court to face the drug charges, they had to kind of think about how to get him out of the house.
Oh.
And they actually came up with a plan to cut part of the side of the wall. And as he was 900 pounds, my 900 pound life. So yeah, they pretty much just had to cut a hole in the wall and use a lift to transport him. They even had to cut down some trees to clear the path.
Wow.
to get him to court. So, jeez. To me, like, this is what WTF, like, what the fuck, you know, 900 pounds.
Yeah.
And for them to have to do all this, they had to use all this personnel to, one, confirm that the defendant can be moved. The best way to accomplish that while ensuring the safety of this person and the personnel. So it's like, that's how heavy he was.
And then imagine, like, he has to go to court.
And imagine how they're going to have to get him in there.
And if he has to go to jail.
Well, they're probably going to put him, according to the article, they had to put him in a medical facility because he probably...
Yeah, that's already like all close to death, I'm sure.
I'm sure. And not just that. I mean, I don't think he's capable like of being in a jail cell.
I think he's probably
too large for that.
That's insane.
So I'm like...
Wow.
That, to me, that is... crazy.
No, definitely.
That they had to go through all this. But yeah, WTF.
Yeah. Yeah, and it goes to show like anybody can be committing a crime and you don't expect them to because...
So what is your WTF?
So mine... Okay, it's gross. I'm going to warn you right now.
I'm fine. Girl.
Let me ask you, do you enjoy swimming pools?
I do. I mean, yeah.
Okay. So they did this study to see how clean swimming pools are. So they have chlorine in them. So you would assume, yeah, chlorine cleans you up, cleans whatever's in the water,
kills
right?
Kills the bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's partly right, but it's also partly wrong. Because what people don't realize is when you have dirt, sweat, personal care products or makeup, it reacts with the chlorine and it reduces the chlorine. So then there's less chlorine to keep stuff clean. And they did a study and a survey. 51% of the people surveyed said that they use the pool as a bathtub, meaning that they don't shower before.
Oh, hell no.
Meaning that if they know they're going to get into a pool, they're like, this is going to be my shower for the day. I don't need to take a shower.
That is gross.
And not only that, but along with, you know, these people saying they wouldn't shower before entering the pool, 40% of Americans admitted that they peed in the pool as an adult.
I believe that.
And that's 40% of adult and probably like 100% of children, okay?
And that's only the people that admitted to it.
Yes,
I mean, exactly. I'm pretty sure there's that percentage is much higher because there's people that will not admit to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And again, urine.
I know people that have told me, like, scoot over there because I'm peeing.
Oh.
And I'm like, really?
You're like, it's about to get warm.
That's it. I'm like, you're nasty.
Yeah. And you know, people think, again, the chlorine's going to kill whatever. It's whatever. But no, urine reacts with chlorine. It also reduces the amount of chemicals available to kill the germs. And 24% said that they would go into a pool within 1 hour of having diarrhea.
Oh. That is just plain nasty.
And so, you know, hopefully something good comes from this study, because now that they know how nasty people are, they are offering, you know, testing kits for pools so that pools can be more safe, because you think, oh, it's just some germs. No, these have like bacteria that can be bad for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a lawsuit. This lady won $1 million because there was a brain eating amoeba in a water park and it killed her son.
What?
Yeah. So you don't know what you're getting into when you're getting in the
pools.
Wait,
brain eating?
Yeah. Amoeba. Yeah.
The fuck?
I know. And I've read about that being in certain bodies of water, too. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful. So, girl, I'm not getting in any lakes this summer. I'm not getting in any pools.
No wonder. No wonder we don't have a beach body, because we're trying to protect ourselves from this.
Okay, if I don't have a beach body, I can't take off my clothes. So I can't go.
So we can't go in the water.
Yeah, let's just say that's what it is.
No, but this is really interesting, because I didn't know that personal hygiene products interacted with the water and the chlorine, and that
either.
It reduced. Yeah. I didn't know that. So that is good to know, because,
yeah,
you know.
And it's all chemistry. You don't think about it. You're like, oh, chlorine's in there. It's going to clean everything up.
Yeah.
But
and
no,
you smell
it
the chlorine, so you think
it.
It's like,
it's clean.
It has enough of it or whatever.
Nope. Especially in them crowded ass pools when it's hella hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cesspool. Ugh.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So just think twice before you go into the pool.
Yeah. I wanted to go to Palm Springs again, but now I'm thinking about it.
And you can still go.
I just have to shower after.
You just have to shower right after. Don't drink the water, you know.
Ew, sister.
I don't know what you're doing there.
I don't even put my head in there, just from the neck down. Oh, hell
no. I don't
know
if you're drinking champagne on there and some of it splashes onto you. You never know. You gotta be careful. I seen your post.
You're just trying to scare me now. Oh, I'm definitely scared. But I'll think about it.
Anyway, everybody stay safe.
Be careful. Yes. Yes. Hopefully this helps you guys, you know, at least shower after. Yeah. If you don't shower before.
Or if you're one of those people that doesn't want to shower before, like keep the chlorine in there.
Or if you have diarrhea, stay your ass out of the damn pool. You have no business in there. Stay your ass on the damn toilet and that's it. You know, put on a diaper if you don't want to sit on the toilet, and stay your ass in the room or in the
bed. Stay
whatever.
Home. Oh, well, that's it for us.
That's it for episode six. Thank you for joining us. I do want to send a shout out to one of our followers that wrote something really, really nice on one of our Instagram posts. She said that she was really happy to be able to hear our voice anytime she wanted to.
Oh.
So shout out to you. You know who you are. I don't want to put you on blast and say your name. But you know who you are. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank to all you. The people that have been clapping on our Anchor, sending us voicemails.
We see
those
you.
Are super
Thank
cute.
You.
You know, all the likes, all the everything that you guys do. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Okay, so if you want to go ahead and follow us on Instagram, go ahead and do it at Let's Pop the Cork Podcast.
If you want to email us any suggestions, Let's Pop the Cork Podcast at gmail.com. And our Twitter handle is
Let's Pop the Cork. So yeah, interact with us too. If you want to go ahead and I know some of you already do, but if you know, if you guys want to just tweet us or anything.
Any suggestions, anything you it's on your mind, if you had any opinions or if you have any suggestions, we're completely open to them.
Yeah, and if you have our numbers and if you guys want to text us too. I actually had a good discussion about the whole Aisha Curry thing.
Oh, okay.
With two of my friends. I'll post a little bit of our text conversation because it was a really good back and forth. Uh-huh. So I'll post that on our Instagram as well.
Yeah. You know? Cool.
So yeah, anything like that. If you have our numbers, text us. And if you want to like chat a little more about a topic that we had.
We'd love to.
By all means.
Yep. Well, thank you again so much. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.